speaks to that perfectly. My friends, let us welcome the widow.
I'm the one Jesus was talking about. The widow Jesus saw put 2 copper coins in the treasury, all that I had to live on, he said. And that is true. But I was astounded that he noticed me at all. I didn't know it at the time, but a friend who overheard it told me about it later. I was surprised. And I would have been embarrassed had I known about it. But I am happy that he noticed me, because so few do. In fact, it seems that people either look around me, or through me, or over me, and others whose circumstances are similar to mine. It's obvious that people notice those of stature, those who are wealthy and powerful. In some cases, you can't help but notice them because of the scenes they make to draw attention to themselves. People like me are another matter. We don't want to be a burden to others. We don't want to need their care and their support. And we don't want trouble. But it's how things work sometimes. And I'm not the only one Jesus notices. He notices others who are invisible normally. And why don't people notice? Is it because there are so many of us and there's too many for people to help? Are we overlooked because people feel guilt? Because they don't think that what they can give will make a difference to help the needs of the poor and those who are on the edges of society, that what they could give is not enough? Or is it because some just don't want to be bothered or don't care? I know there aren't easy answers to those questions, and that there will always be people who are in need. But to be seen means so much. Jesus notices us, the hidden ones, the women and the children, the widows and orphans, the strangers, the sick, and those who are labeled sinners and pushed to the margins, the shepherds, and you can probably name groups of people in your time. He notices us all and welcomes us. And that is what God has done through the ages. We hear it in the scriptures. God has noticed all along people like me. You know, women in my time are totally dependent on men. First, dependent on our fathers, and then on our husbands. So when we lose them, we are in dire straits. We can't just go out and get a job. And we really aren't even supposed to be speaking in public with men. The life we live can be frightening. But God cares about us and anyone who is vulnerable in the world. Jesus cares about us too. So Jesus saw me put 2 copper coins in the treasury, but he also saw those men in their fancy robes put a lot more in the treasury and do it in a big way so that everyone would know that they were being generous, that they are powerful and important. So did you hear what Jesus said before that? He said it to his disciples, but we could hear him. He said, "Beware of the scribes who like to walk around in long robes and love to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearances, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation. They devour widows' houses. He was protecting us and expecting people of faith to protect us and all those who are vulnerable, the people who are vulnerable, just like God does, because God is good. And I hope that the little bit I give to God in the treasury, my alms, helps protect others, gives some good to others who are in need. So why wouldn't I give everything to a God who has given me life, who notices me and sustains me and cares about everyone?